Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
A wrong response to hard times. I'm going to give you two that I see in the life of Hagar from Genesis chapter 16. I believe Hagar was given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 to be a slave girl, you know, because she was an Egyptian. The Bible says that, and I think it's in chapter 17. But anyway, Hagar was given to Abraham to be his surrogate wife. And I guess that was a very common practice in Bible times when the big thing for women to do when they were during Bible times was to be able to have children. Well, if they couldn't, they'd use their slave girls to be the surrogate. So when Hagar was given to be the surrogate, the Bible says in Genesis 16:4 that as soon as she got pregnant, her mistress was despised in her eyes. You know, she started feeling like she was superior to her mistress, and that's when she got wrong. She evidently wasn't done wrong when she became the surrogate, because that was common during those times. But when she started despising Sarah, then the Bible says that in the just two verses down that Sarah came to Abraham and said, look, she's being hard to deal with. And Abraham said, I don't want to have anything to do with you two women fussing. So he says, you deal with her the way you want. And then the Bible says that Sarah dealt hardly with her. And so then Hagar, so her first response to the hard times was when she started despising the person that did the wrong. My mind goes back to a time when some people falsely accused us of doing something. And can I tell you that it was hard to take? And the hardest thing for us was not to get mad at those people. And we had some great counselors during that time who continually told us, don't get upset with those people, get upset with the devil, because it's always the devil that is creating hard times for you. So that's one response that you should, when you're having a hard time, is don't get upset with, that's a right response, is don't get upset with the people that's doing it. Get upset with the devil for making this happen in your life to try to make you stumble or to make you slip. So that's the first response, is when she started despising Sarah. The second response was when she ran away. You know, she was running back to Egypt. And we know that during this time, she heard a lot about Abraham and Sarah's God, because we see in Genesis chapter 16 that she said, thou God seest me. She realized that there was a God, and that the God of Sarah and Abraham, even an angel of God, talked to her and would look down on that handmaid, that innocent, that little handmaid that was supposedly a slave girl, and thought great of her. And I love it that our God did talk to her, and that he said, go back to Sarah and let her deal with you. And then finally, you know what happened, and later on, that God did tell Abraham to send her off, because he had a purpose and a reason why he sent her off. But the second response was to run from it. See, sometimes we are going through a hard time and we run away from the hard time. And that might not be the response God wants you to give. He might want you to stick through it. He wants you to get stronger and be a better person. Can I tell you how much I have to pray for God to give me strength when I'm going through a hard time, instead of just avoiding the situation or not thinking about it or running away from it? I have to just say, okay, I'm in this situation now. I'm just going to ask him for strength to endure. And boy, can I tell you that if you will do that, you will be a better person, that God will use you in greater way if you will learn how to accept, respond right to hard times. And let's learn from Hagar the wrong responses, which was to despise the person that's doing it, and the second one was to run away from the situation. So the right response, of course, I'm saying then, is to look to the devil and despise him and say, you're not going to get your way with me, old devil. And the second response would be to just ask for strength to be able to make it through this hard time. I wish Hagar had, but you know what? In the end, she said, "Thou God seest me." She realized who God was, and I believe she had a wonderful experience with him, and it brought her closer to him. And I'm thankful that our God showed himself real to her, and he wants to show himself real to you during your hard times. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.